Hi, this is DJ Michael Jordan with, I'm a special guest on tonight's Car Talk. And tonight we are going to be playing, Riot Girl. And here's your usual host, Connor.
Hi guys, so Nate's away for the summer, so I'm taking guest stars. If anybody actually wants to be on the show, that would be awesome. This week we have DJ Michael Jordan, commonly known as Gil. And we are in fact doing Riot Girl, which means we get to talk a lot about feminist punk and play a lot of feminist punk. I know you guys are all super excited. We will start with our first song now, which is... what is it? It is Kitsch by Polystyrene. Which would be nice. And now we're having technical troubles because we never stop having those.
No, it's not.
Okay, we're saying things now. So sorry about that cutting out earlier. That's my fault. Usually things are.
Definitely Connor's fault.
So we listened to Kitsch by Polystyrene, Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill, and then Are You a Lady by Bratmobile, which are two of the earlier bands that influenced a lot of Riot Girl. Anyway, so when I was putting this list together, and the theme was chosen by Gil, so go Gil.
That's my contribution for this week.
I realized that I actually listened to quite a few of these bands when I was, like, pretty little. And that was probably on purpose by on part of my parents, because it's one of the only places that, like, a girl can be really, really rad. And I guess they wanted to make me rad, and I hope they succeeded. so it was a method of parenting that may not be the most conservative, but was effective. We have some more songs for you, unless Gil has something to input on the last two.
Hi, I'm Gil. I picked Riot Girl for this week because it's really high energy stuff, and also stands for a lot of the things that we believe in as a social justice university, especially. And it's a movement that sort of started up in the 80s and continued into early 90s from mostly New York, sort of female folk singers moving into this rock territory and bringing in both this socio-political ethos of feminism and also very intimate stories as well. Next, we're going to have Patti Smith, who's sort of like a legend, from her album Horses with the song Free Money. And I guess we'll just continue with that. Sure.
Every night before I go to sleep, find a ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. I know they're stolen, but I don't feel bad. I take that money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, it would mean so much to me. You a jet plane, babe. Get you on a high plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet and then take you down deep where it's hot, hot in the radio, baby. Then cool, cold, the fields of snow and we'll roll, drain, roll, drain, roll, roll, drain, drain. When we dream it, when we dream it. We'll be right back.
What in the world is happening? What in the world could this be? I'm on the verge of an awakening, a new kind of strength for me. We'll be right back.
So that was Free Money by Patti Smith, Into a Swan by Susie of Susie and the Banshees.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, it's pronounced Susie.
Oh. I always looked at it as like, it's like Squix.
And then No One's Little Girl by the Raincoats, who I had no idea
existed. It's like the Native American tribe, sort of, like the Sioux.
Yes. Just
like that. There you go, okay.
And then No One's Little Girl by the Raincoats, who I had no idea existed until about 3 hours ago when I discovered them on Wikipedia when I was Wikipediaing Riot Girl. And then turns out they're really good. So Gil could talk more and probably closer to the mic considering he's way back there.
Oh yeah, I'm hanging out in the back. Yeah, so, next we're gonna play Peaches, who is, something of, like, a crazy celebrity for all of her. She's really, like, sexually explicit in, like, everything she does. She has a lot of, like, really great, weird videos. Some of them make me pretty uncomfortable, but, like, in a great way. She just came out with a movie that, it's called something like Peaches Touches Herself, or Peaches Does Herself. She had a Broadway, no, off Broadway, I'm sure, some kind of musical, called, Peaches Christ Superstar. yeah, and I think she lives in Berlin now. She spearheaded last year, when Pussy Riot, when that whole thing blew up, when, Pussy Riot, they played in a Russian church, and they were, imprisoned for like a long time, and now a couple of them are in labor camps. She spearheaded this big movement where like a lot of big name artists like The Knife and I think Light Asylum was on there, and she made this like great video and like for solidarity for these I mean they're also sort of like Riot, yeah, they're like Riot Girl, yeah, and yeah, so she was behind that, and she's really, I don't know, I would recommend liking her Facebook page, because she posts a lot of, like, really, socially relevant stuff, and also, she's amazing. Anyway, this next song is Double A Triple X.
Make sure you can hear me before you speak up. And then motherfuckers step up. Has any volition, cause I'm on a mission for the emission of competition and the definition of my position. It's bitching, it's bitching, it's bitching, it's bitching. Only double A, thinking triple X. Only double A, thinking triple X. Only double A, thinking triple X. Only double A.
We'll be right back. Thank you. So that was Double A Triple X by Peaches, Queens of Noise by The Runaways, Talk to Me by Peaches again, and then The Jats by Lilliput. So Peaches is really good. I've never listened to them very, very much. Hi, Mookie.
You were the first caller ever on Car Talk, and you are now watching the cam, which is only slightly creepy.
Gil says hi also. And where was I? Oh, yeah, Peaches. Peaches is really good. I had only listened to a couple of her songs, and now will probably do so all the time. In between those two songs was The Runaways, which is pretty much exclusively what I listened to in high school. They have the really famous song Cherry Bomb, which probably most of you have heard, even if you don't know you have. There was recently a movie made about them starring that girl from Twilight and the small child from Uptown Girls, whose name is Dakota Fanning. There we go. But they're really cool and were like 16 when they started and didn't play any of their instruments and were just excellent. Next up, we have Punch Drunk by Bush Tetras. And then Just Like in the Movies by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, who was the guitarist in The Runaways. Then Fake French by La Tigra. And then we get to go home. So here is Punch Drunk by Bush Tetras. We'll be right back.
Just like in the movie.
So that last song was Fake French by Le Tigre, which is headed by Kathleen Hanna, who also heads Bikini Kill, which we played at the beginning of the hour. And she's probably one of the central figures of Riot Girl, I would say. Actually got her start as a stripper while also working in a domestic abuse shelter and taking photography classes at a local art school. Yeah, she's just pretty great. Overall, I would say. Anyway, we're just about done. We have one more song for our friend Nakum, who's hopefully out there still listening. He wanted to hear A Little Respect, so we found some in a cover by Janis Joplin, apparently on YouTube. Anyway, that's what we've got for you now. Connor wants to say something.
Yeah, so we will not be having Kartak next week because I will be at the Heavy show in Boston, but the week after, somebody should be my guest star. You get to pick the theme and you get to pick the songs, mostly, unless I tell you that you can't.
I volunteer as tribute.
Okay, we also have Leah Finkelman here in the studio tonight.
Hey.
And this is Janis Joplin with Respect.
Give me all of my money, say now. All I'm asking for, you give me.